Please welcome our stage.
Hi, my name is Alexa, and I'm an alumni. Thank you so much for having me here today and allowing me to participate in my sobriety. My sobriety date is August 4th, 2022. I love Alcoholics Anonymous. If you had asked me before I got sober, if I thought I would be here, I would be like, no. I was very nervous to come speak here today. I'm definitely more of like a listener. And I built this up to be like a different meeting than, I thought it was gonna be very like, where I don't know Orange County, but like in my Valley girl head, like I have this image of what like Orange County is. And when I walked into this room, like it reminds me very much of like my home group in Sherman Oaks. So I felt like at ease. And so like a lot of things in my life, like I've learned that like is my alcoholism, like keeping me separate from people and like the judgment. And like, I did the same thing, like coming into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous. But like before I got here, my life was really like on the outside, like didn't look too bad, but like inside, like spiritually, morally, like I was bankrupt and I was dying. Mentally, I just like didn't really, I just didn't have the will to do it anymore. I grew up in an alcoholic household. So my first obsession with drinking was my mother's. My dad left when I was six. I like to compare him to like a Armenian Lebanese Tony Soprano. So you can do with that what you will. So growing up, I just had like this feeling of like not being secure, can't trust anyone. And I felt like I needed to take care of my mom. So I got really good at pretending that I was okay, because I felt like if I wasn't okay, then she would, she struggled with like this disease and like manic depression. So I was always very worried that if I wasn't like the perfect daughter, she would kill herself and then I would be an orphan. So I got really good at pretending to the outside world that like, I'm fine, everything's fine. Even though inside, like, I'm not fine. I'm really not fine. And then I found drugs and alcohol. And it started just kind of, like, soothing me a bit and, like, kind of being able to, like, let loose, because I was, like, so, like, wanted to control my behavior and everything. But I also had this thing, like, I don't want to be like my mom. Like, and I was, like, always comparing myself to you, comparing myself to my mom, comparing myself to other kids at school. Like, I'm not that bad. I'm not doing what they're doing. And so it kind of took me some time to get to the point to like accept that like I too have a problem with. So before I like came into the rooms of Alcoholics Anonymous, my world got really small. Like I couldn't make a decision to do anything. Like getting out of bed was really challenging. Deciding what to wear was really challenging. And I had tried like a bunch of things like yoga, the self-help books. I joined like a Buddhism temple and like was doing the chanting. Like I was looking for something to fix me, like literally anything. Cause like there was just something that I just knew was just not there. Like I just didn't have it. Like there's just something that I am missing. Like there's a missing thread inside of me that I'm not getting life. Like I'm there's just something. And I really just didn't want it to be that I had like a drinking or using problem. And so eventually, like I kind of started feeling this way of like alcohol wasn't working anymore. Like it wasn't soothing anymore. Like it wasn't silencing the voices in my head anymore. And like I just started feeling like, well, I can't live life sober, because I tried that and it was like, didn't work, and it's not working drinking and using. So like, what am I gonna do? And so like my solution was to not live anymore. Like that seems like the only option. But luckily like God had a different plan for me. And I had a friend who just like happened to check on me And we went to lunch, and he was asking me how things are going. And I was like, I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't have the willpower. Like, I don't have the strength. Like, I don't have the tools. Like, I can't do life. Like, I just can't. I don't want to. Like, I'm done. 5 minutes, okay. And so he was like, do you want to stop? And I was like, well, yeah. But like, I want $1 million too. Like, and he was like, I think you should try going to an AA meeting. And I was like, okay, like I'll check it out. So I went to a meeting, and he was friends with the secretary of this meeting that I went to, and that secretary introduced me to two women, one of which turned ended up becoming my sponsor, who's here today. And I came the following week. They had Both the women I had met had called me, and I was like, this is weird. I don't know. But I showed up the next week, and I said hi to the people that I knew from the previous week. And before like making my way out of this meeting, I started speaking to Kara, and she started asking me questions about me. And I was like, what is happening? And then through these questions, like she like figured out like determined that I didn't know what sobriety was. Like I thought like me just not drinking was sober, but she was like, no, like drugs, so, like if you're doing drugs, like that's not sober. And I was like, this is Alcoholics Anonymous. And she's like, yeah, like no mind altering impulse. I was like, oh man. She's like, have you used today? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay, great. Like today's day one. Do you have a sponsor? And I was like, no. And she's like, I'm gonna be your sponsor. And I was like, okay, I thought I was supposed to pick the sponsor, but I'll take it for now. And she told me to call her the next day at 3. And I was suicidal. Like I didn't want to live. But for some reason, all I could think about was that phone call at 3 the next day. And that's what pretty much saved my life. And like I called her, she gave me another task, and that's all I could think about again. And like that's how my like sobriety happened. Like these things, like they just kept rolling into one another. And like there was 30 meetings in 30 days, and I was like, okay, like I can do that, like I can try that. And by like the second week of like doing these suggestions, I was leaving a meeting and I was smiling and I was singing in the car, and I felt happiness for the first time. And I got my steps done in 4 months because I'm an alcoholic, and like I started to feel good, and I wanted more of that good feeling. And just the days just started collecting, like one day at a time. Like I'm here standing at this meeting with like 2.5 years sober, and I sponsor women. I've taken women through the steps, and that's like one of the most incredible, magical experiences of my life. To be someone who once thought like my life was meaningless and my life was not worth anything, and I fucked up and I'm a disappointment to God, and like I'm just a waste of space and oxygen and whatever, to being like, wow, like my life actually means something. Like I'm helping another human being get sober who's gonna help another human being get sober. And like, if that's all I do for the rest of my life, like I am so happy with that. I've gotten to repair relationships with people. I no longer fight with my mom because, like, I used to fight with her all the time. We used to fight all the time, and now we don't fight anymore. And she hasn't changed. She's the same mom, but I have changed. Like, this program's helped change me so that I can handle life on life's terms. I've gotten to experience things with family, enjoy family, no longer feel like the black sheep. Like I feel like I fit in with people and friends, and thank you. And I'm just really grateful to this program. I, you know, like wouldn't be here without it. And like life has like really, it's like beyond my wildest dreams. And I'm just like really grateful that God had a different plan for me than the one that I had. So thank you so much.